This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Delaney, knocking on your doorstep. What's happening in your nooks and crannies out there? Is it about the delegates for 2016? You're talking about Trump. I'll tell you what. Everywhere I go, more and more people are talking about politics, places where I didn't hear it before. So this is what I'm thinking. Maybe my wish that more people would vote will really come true. You know what they say about fruits and nuts. Oh, speaking of fruits and nuts, shredded and bingo coming up next here on the show. How's that for tease? But we saw what happened in Super Tuesday. Donald Trump has the edge. There's no denying that. Now you've got the Republicans lining up either to shoot at him or to praise him. He is incredibly polarizing, but of course we already knew that. So this is nothing surprising about Donald Trump. People care about this election. We do zig and zag in different directions here on America Tonight, but the buzz in the backyard, the buzz in the land is over what's going to happen as we move along. By the way, Donald Trump for the Republicans, 319 delegates. Ted Cruz, 226. Marco Rubio, 110. Ben Carson dumps out of the race today. And of course he dumped out of the race. Why would he stay in the race? It was smart to do that. Makes absolutely no sense to stay in it. Because there's no way to win it. If there's no way to win it, why are you staying in it? Just blowing money. For the Democrats, the amount of delegates you need are 3,286. Hillary Clinton has 1,052. Bernie Sanders has 427. All right, right from the get-go, let's go out to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Bad, huh, I tell you. But, you know, if we do get Trump in there, I kind of agree with Dan last night, Kate. We're not going to put up with, you know, he may will have us drawing six shooters again.
Yes. I think if this is, if we're being hoodwinked, yes, that's not going to last.
Yeah, that's what he said last night, hoodwinked.
Yeah, because it's true, because nobody wants to put up with that, yeah.
No, we're not about to put up with more of that, but the media tonight, they were saying that, you know, there probably wouldn't be a chance that Trump would reach his goal of, what, 1,200, somewhere around there, to clinch it, and that they'd possibly be able to push him out at the convention. Of course, they were at two last night.
Yeah.
That's a telltale sign.
I'm
trying to get at, because not only that, you know, like you said, Hillary's almost a third of away with her delegate numbers.
Yes.
You know, I was right last night. You know, she got 10, Bernie got 5. That's a 2-to-1 ratio right there.
Yeah.
But them unforeseen powers that be, I think they're running the whole show again.
I love it.
Well, you can call it conspiracy or anything else, but a lot of times it pans out. I just think we're probably going to see Clinton in office. They sure won't, you know, put her in jail where she belongs. And it hadn't stopped her from running. And I just, for the life of me, can't believe that we got this many Americans out there that want to back somebody that, you know what I'm saying.
Yes, I know where you're going with it. I'm listening, and I agree. Yes.
But the greed, the unwanted greed, and the lying, and all this is really just killing us as a society. Even today, I got in the mail. This is something I really wanted to discuss, but I got into mail today a flyer about, you know, donating to pet shelters.
Yeah.
It gave me, it says 10 things that you should know about Humane Society.
Yeah.
I only cited two, and it says one regularly contributes to its own pension plan than it does to pet shelters. And then the second one, it says the CEO endorsed convicted dog fighting Michael Vick getting another dog. Can you believe that?
I know. You got to love it.
And, well, yeah. You know, and this another donation society that, you know, is trying to move in on Humane because, well, there's money there. I ain't denying that, but... it's kind of like what we talked about with the Wounded Warrior Project. Why can't people do good, Kate?
You know what? You just summed it up right there. You just summed up my frustrations. Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
I mean, you can still live a decent life.
Yes.
I know.
Why? You know what? Life is short. I don't get it. Some of the nonsense that happens on the planet, I agree. It makes no sense. Why? The question of why, you could say, why ask why? Because those are questions you can't answer. But no, it doesn't make any sense.
It does not.
Yeah.
I'm sitting on 12 acres that I'm going to eventually donate to some animal shelter.
Yeah.
I mean, that's my belief. That's what I'm going to do with the land I got. I got no real family left or anything, but and I'm going to try and leave them a set of plans as how they could set it up to where it could run itself.
Right.
All you have to do is bring in a couple of vets fresh out of the state that have veterinary degrees and let them work it.
Yeah.
And, you know, maybe get some people to donate to keeping it alive, but you can make it self-sufficient. And
yeah.
I want it to be strictly a no-kill. That's the problem I always had with a lot of the shelters, especially Humane Society, is, you know, they can't afford to keep animals. So they have to euthanize them.
Oh, it's the worst.
Yeah.
You don't even want to see them do that. It just makes my stomach turn. Yes, it's sickening.
Well, I got behind a car one time, or truck, and they had a bunch of animals just coming from that they used as a garbage bag. And I didn't realize it until I seen a dog paw sticking out of the garbage bag. You know, that just made me sick.
Me too. I saw a documentary. And I don't, folks, you're listening, and I don't care how you feel about animals, except for to say that there's just something that makes my skin crawl to see that. It's just awful. I mean, just awful. And there's ways to prevent that, for goodness sake.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the money, it's not that the money hadn't been there.
Yeah, that's it. You got it. Yeah.
You can name any one of the societies. They could have cured cancer, but I guarantee you it's better for
it's
them
not, beneficial.
Not to cure it. It was
yeah,
better
isn't that funny?
For them not to cure it because they stay on the payroll.
Absolutely. Grim, perfect place to end this. Willie Nelson says we got to get on the road and have some fun. Go to KateOnTheRoad.com. Check it out. Help us out.
Life I love is making music with my friends. I can't wait to get on the road again.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based only upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Daylight come and me want go home. Work all night and I drink a rum.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Stack banana till the morning come.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me want go home.
Six,
6 foot, 7 foot, 8 foot, punch.
Daylight come and me want go home.
6 foot, 7 foot.
Thanks for hanging with us here on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. We're going to take a break from politics. We're going to, let me pick it up. Here we go. We're going to set it aside. Can you hear that? Here we go. I set it aside for a minute, and we've got a cool segment that I really have a lot of fun with. It's called Fruits and Nuts, Shred It, and Bingo.
Bingo!
Oh, it's time to invite Nathan Reeder into the sun. He is responsible for so much of the music and the cool things you hear on this show. Hi, Nathan.
Yo.
Yo. I love the word yo. It is, people don't like it, but it's an informal way to say.
People don't like it.
They think it's too informal. That's a Philly expression, yo.
Oh.
I agree with you. I think yo is acceptable.
Oh,
fruits and nuts,
yep,
baby.
Yep.
Fruits and nuts. When that's all you have to worry about, fruits and nuts. All right, so check this one out. A police horse startled by a loud noise. Boom! Threw his rider, sadly, Wednesday night, dragging the officer for some distance before bolting through the streets of Midtown Manhattan. So, it was a riderless horse running through the streets. The horse hit a cab and threw that officer, then went on the chase. They calmed the horse down, stopped it, really freaked out a lot of people. The horse was fine, and apparently the officer is just fine. But that would be weird to be walking down the street in New York and actually see this galloping horse with no cop on it.
Yeah, that's a little surreal.
It is surreal. That's why I brought it up. It is a little surreal.
I'll give it the surrealness, but I'm also going to go with shred it because, my goodness, look around you all day long. There are very surreal things if you just let yourself detach a little bit.
You know what? That's so true, isn't it? But we don't detach. We don't detach, and that's part of the deal. I think it's when you see something like that, think of the most bizarre thing that you've ever seen. I saw a person in a wheelchair one time get hit by a bus. But they were fine, so I'm not saying, so like you think, oh, that's terrible. But it was weird. It was surreal. I just literally walked across the street. I heard this smash, and I freaked out trying to help the person, right? So I turn around, but they were totally fine, laying on the side of the street, but the wheelchair was mangled.
Oh.
How does that happen? It was like they got thrown gently. It was like an angel or something picked them up, lifted them up,
yeah,
pulled them out of the chair, and put them on the sidewalk. It was wild.
I saw a bus crash into my friend's friend who was arriving and confused where the location was, and it totaled the car, and he was absolutely fine, and he felt
fine.
Got out of the car. They didn't go to the hospital. It was
nice.
But my God, that was like 20 feet in front of me. That was so scary.
Oh, that is scary. Oh, that is scary. Okay, so we move on back to a different kind of reality. If you go to Los Angeles, apparently, if you're a thrill seeker and you're looking to take your fear of heights away or take it to a different level, in downtown Los Angeles this summer, they have a clear glass slide on top of the tallest building west of the Mississippi. It's a 70-story glass slide.
Wait, where is this again?
It's in Los Angeles.
Oh.
So, first of all, would you go down a 70-foot glass slide on a tallest building in L.A.? Would you be able to do that? Would you do it, or would it be too freaky for you?
I mean, it's already freaky.
It's freaky.
Right now, I'm already kind of puking right now. And I don't think I used to be afraid of heights, but wow. Wow.
And wait, what
kind of, is this a curly slide, a straight slide?
No, it's curly. So you literally are in this glass slide, the water's pouring down on it, and you're sliding. Oh, I could not.
It's a water slide?
Yes, but it's a water slide where you... No way. You could not do it. Are you serious? It's freaky.
I don't know why the water sliding part makes it better than if it was just a normal slide, but for some reason, I think...
No.
I don't know.
We have got to get a ticket to get this show to L.A. so I can watch you slide down it. If I get a ticket for you and we can take this show live, would you do it?
A vacation? My God, give me.
All right, I got to get a sponsor. I'm doing it. This is my goal now, to get a sponsor to see you do it. I am not doing it, by the way. So on a clear day, the 72-story tower gives you a panoramic view that goes all the way to Catalina Island, which is miles off the Pacific coast, which is really incredible. It's called the Sky Slide, and it's going to start sending people down the slide 1,000 feet above the ground in June. It's 45 feet from the 70th floor to the 60th floor of the U.S. Bank Tower in downtown L.A., and nothing but 1.25-inch glass separates riders from the ground. Oh, my gosh. Oh, no. I'm saying fruits and nuts.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying that.
That is insane. Oh.
I'm not
we're making this happen.
Yeah.
We're making this happen. This is my goal. We'll see if I... Folks, we'll see if I achieve it. If you know anyone who will sponsor Nathan and I to go to Los Angeles so I can record it, we'll do a live show. I'm going to call them. We're doing it. I just am so freaked by this thing. All right, so we move on from the slide and the possibility of going and doing the slide thing to some other bizarre news. You know, people say that I'm sure you've seen this over the years. People say they see Jesus and Mary and goats and all kinds of things and pancakes and other foods. So now somebody has another nativity scene. It's not really nativity season, but a nativity scene and scrambled eggs, and people are coming to the house to see the eggs, and they're preserving the eggs.
Where is this?
In New Jersey.
Oh, Jersey.
Yeah, the Jersey people. They must
have
spiked their coffee.
Devout people.
Yeah.
Jersey. Yeah, well, I... Yeah, shred... Isn't it almost Flapjack Day or something? Pancake Day?
Pancake Day.
Is that today or yesterday?
No, not that I know of. Pancake Day.
IHOP is doing a...
Yeah, they do.
Donation kind of thing or something.
Oh, I do like pancakes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, definitely.
Well, yes, pancakes or scrambled eggs or whatever you happen to have on your plate in the morning, and you can fancy yourself seeing something that you think about often.
That's like the cloud.
I don't know what's going on with that. It's got to be from above. It can't possibly have anything to do with how your brain already routes things going on in your body.
No,
I'm gonna go with a straight up. It's gotta be bingo.
Bingo. Okay, so bingo.
It gets me flapjacks, right?
It gets you flapjacks at IHOP. So how about this? A crew of goats brought in to devour plants, invasive plants, at a popular park in Oregon State Capitol, Salem, have been fired because they ate indiscriminately, cost nearly five times as much as human landscapers, and smelled far worse. So 75 Billy and Nanny goats were dismissed from their position.
Wow.
They were stinky. 75. They weren't good at their job. They ate too much. They were lame. They were lousy. They got rid of them.
70
They
got to
get the 75 Billy goats and Nanny goats.
Oh,
they got
poor
rid of the people.
Goats.
They didn't have any human landscapers because they thought they'd save some money. So they got animals instead, and the animals ate everything, and they were costing the city more. They were costing the capital city, Salem, more in Oregon. It was five times the $4,245 for a normal park maintenance guy.
Yep.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've always been intrigued by the possibility of, you know, a lawnmower being that animal, but you gotta figure out, find your efficiency, all right? Maybe not
fruits
devote
and nuts.
Your entire thing that way.
Yeah, fruits and nuts, buddy. Yeah, fruit and a nut for sure. And the goat probably ate the nut. All right, thank you, Nathan Reeder, for that. That was fun. Stay with us.
Got it.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! All right?
Welcome back to America Tonight. You know, there's a segment that we used to do for fun about birthdays. And it's interesting when you look at birthdays. You know, the passing of time. It's like my nephew said something to me tonight. I had a conversation with him on the phone about... He gets deep into what Einstein's theory is with me and talking about time was invented by man, but there really is no time. I thought, that sounds pretty good to me these days when you think of birthdays and the passage of time that's marked. So Jessica Biel, a television actress who's married to Justin Timberlake, is 33. I actually thought she was older than that. Julie Bowen, you catch her on... I want to say this show is called Modern Family. She's 45 years old. Also celebrating a birthday is Josh Duggar, who's 27. That's a reality television star dude. And George Miller, the director, is 70 years old. Mad Max got all those awards, Oscar night for all kinds of things from the costumes and the sets and, you know, all that. And he's 70 years old. Certainly does not look 70 years old, if there is a look for that. And then as I go through the celebrities, I think, wow, who do I know anymore? And looking at some of them, Herschel Walker, 53, football player, if you remember Herschel Walker. And the rest include people who are no longer with us. When you go back in the archives, like... Jean Harlow, that's going way back. And when I say way back, she died in 1937. And now, because of YouTube and this thing called Vine, you have stars, kid stars, that have these six-second videos that explode all over the universe, legitimate ones. One of them is a 16-year-old Owen Reynolds. He's got a birthday. And then you have Joshua Few, who's 28, who's a huge YouTube sensation. So, isn't it wild? It's different times. Deshaun Raw, 24, he's a YouTube star. So no longer it's not like, oh, movie star or somebody you've seen in politics or something else. I mean, now the way you can become a star is on YouTube. And his series, The Rap Battle Parodies, started back in 2001. So it became rather wildly popular and made him a sensation. So I guess if you want to be famous, jump on YouTube and create some crazy videos. You even see like posters and, I shouldn't say billboards, of people who are famous because of social media. There's a woman named Ali Weisenberg who is 27, and she's popular because she's on Instagram. And it's weird because she's somebody who went to the University of Florida and she studied environmental science, and then she just became this sensation because of what she posted. And wow. I mean, you know, she just puts all these different interesting kind of things on her Facebook and on her Instagram is what she's known for, her Instagram. So there's hope for anybody out there is looking for the fame bubble through social media. All right, let's motor on to the phone lines. And Dan in Texas. Hello, Dan.
The usual, Kate.
I know. I love that. The usual.
Okay.
That was clever.
Oh, by the way, I didn't get credit for coming up with the theme for that movie you wanted, and it was The Usual Suspects. That was me that gave it to you.
Oh, I thought somebody else called in.
Nope. Okay, now I got a joke for you. This plane coming back from Europe to America had an accident when it took off, and something, a bit of debris, punctured one of the gas tanks. But they didn't realize it till way out on the ocean, and they were finally resorting to tearing out all the seats with the help of the crew and throwing everything out, a door that was bust open, and everybody was trying to stand up and hang on to each other, and it was just pandemonium. It's just terrible, terrible, terrible. And finally, the captain says, ladies and gentlemen, we've discarded everything that we possibly can. We need volunteers to jump out to save us because otherwise we're not going to make landing in America and we're all going to die in the ocean. So one German guy jumped up and he says, remember Germany? And he ran out and jumped out the door and he was gone. Next guy, he ran out and he says, remember Armenian? He jumped out the door. And the next guy says, remember Italian? He jumped out the door. Finally, they only need to get rid of another 125 pounds. And this 350-pound Texan come running up. He grabbed a 150-pound Mexican and threw him out the window and yelled, remember the Alamo?
I like it. That's good.
It's kind of sick. It's kind of sick, but what the hell?
You're coming up with something that's ingenuity.
Because it's Texas Independence Day, and I remember that way, way back.
Yep. Nice. Independence Day.
Yeah, I'm glad you kind of took a little bit of a break here with this political stuff. It's wearing everybody out. Just need to, you know, kind of take it easy and see, you know, if there isn't something more to life than Donald Trump and Ted Cruz and Rubio and blah, blah, blah. But I felt sorry for Mr. Carson. He is a very decent man. He would make a very decent president. I just feel that he's been given the short end of the stick, if you will be so bold. So that's the way it is. But anyway, I wish you a very good night, and tell everybody out there to go ahead and call in on our next show, and we'll all get together again.
I like that. Did you hear what Dan said? Call in the next show and we'll all get together again. Thanks, Dan. He's a poet and he didn't even know it. So it's funny, I was thinking about the presidential candidates and if you could describe them in one word, what would it be? What would it be for Trump? Brash. What would it be for Ben Carson? Gone. What would it be for Jeb Bush when he was running? Weak. What would it be for Chris Christie? Whipped. I don't know. And then for the Democrats, for Bernie Sanders, burn. Feel the burn. I see Feel the Burn t-shirts everywhere. I'm saying, man, everywhere. I see him on a lot of people. But yet, Hillary Clinton has the majority of the delegates. So numbers is numbers. That's the deal. You get the numbers, I don't know. They got to pull some shenanigans to go in a different direction. And that's not going to be easy to do unless something happens with the email. And there's no choice. Something happens with the email. That would make a difference. It's the only way. Only way. All right, how about this? I'm sorry, I don't get this Kanye West deal. You know, tweeting out a week or so ago, talking about how he was broke. And I'm thinking, are you kidding? Is anybody really in America going to feel so badly for Kanye West? I don't get it. If he messed up with his clothing line or whatever it was, I mean, what? How many people would love to be in the position that he's in? So, I think that's what it is. I mean, I think he put out a clothing line and then got into trouble with it. And then he was into a couple of different things. When you're stretched that thin and you're all over the map and your wife is Kim Kardashian, oh, how quickly that spirals. But the fact that, I don't know, the fact that he was seeking, I get it through his friends, but seeking something from the American public, oh, you gotta be kidding me. None of us are gonna feel that. Are you kidding? He is the life people want, or he did have the life people want. So there's no empathy, I don't think, for him. I could be wrong. It could be a squirrel on top of the roof, but I don't think so. I think that's the problem. So why even bother throwing it out there? When he threw it out, no way. Wouldn't have done it. Because nobody, I don't think he's going to really connect with anybody. I bring this up only because it's crazy wild how this model works out. Then you wonder how models, some of them anyway, look the way they do. There's a model, pretty blonde, named Kate Upton. You may have heard of her, seen her picture or whatever. I saw a shot of her in the gym. And what is the secret, they say, to getting her look the way it is, and she says it's heavy lifting. And I saw a video of her, speaking of reality stars of the new ilk on YouTube or Instagram. She posted a video of herself to Instagram. She was lifting over 100 pounds hours before the Vanity Fair Oscar party. You should see her lifting the weights. I don't know how she does it. I'm like 10 pound weights max in each hand. You know what I'm talking about? 10 pounds. Get it. Hang around.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's bug out bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit brightsideben.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to brightsideben.com. That's www.brightsideben.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's 855-266-5283. Here's some of what you can partake in. Would you really get on the water slide that I intend to put Nathan on that flies out the outside of a building? The tallest one in Los Angeles. Want to take a crack at one word for the candidates each one? What's your word for Hillary Clinton? What's your word for Bernie Sanders? What's your word for Marco Rubio? Marco Rubio, boy, oh boy. I can think of a couple of interesting words to use. I'll tell you my word in a minute here. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. Hello, Dale. How have you been?
Well, I've been wonderful. Delaney, what's up?
Sweet! So we are psyched to hear from you. Tell me your thoughts on good old Kanye.
Oh, I love this guy so much. You know, I feel so sorry for him. I remember his comment back during Katrina when he told the American public on NBC when they were doing the bit for getting donations for people of Katrina tragedy. And he said, George Bush doesn't like black people.
Yes,
well,
I remember.
The donations just tanked right then.
Right.
For, you know, quite a few days. So I have no great love for this man at all, and I'm just not happy that he's in trouble. But he'll get no quarter from me, that's for sure.
That's what I mean. Like, it's such a big story. It's like, are you kidding me? What are they going to do, a fundraiser for him? That, too bad for him. Wouldn't we all like to be, oh, geez, I was worth so much money, and then I just tanked. Oh, so sorry for you. I agree. Absolutely. It's crazy.
So he's, I don't know. Graham was talking about the donations. I'll pass on a word to you about that. I had a call from someone, a veterans organization, wanting money, and they finally talked me into giving them a donation. Approximately 2 days after that commitment to me, I said, I'm not doing this on the phone. You got to send me something in writing, which they did. Due to a death in the family and handling some business matters, I was gone for roughly a week. During that time, my cousin took phone calls for my wife and I when we were gone. Those people called me 27 times.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Wanting this donation. I was waiting to hear from the state about how much money they use for their salaries and employee expenses and so on. I'll not name them because I haven't got it confirmed, but the preliminary results are that 78% of the money given to them never goes to support any veterans at all.
Oh, that's so awful.
So, you know, we talk about all these things that, yeah, are supposedly helping people. And Kate, you really have to investigate it.
Right, before you give the money.
I'm sorry, ma'am?
Yeah, before you give the money, you have to investigate like you did.
Yeah, it's just absurd what's going on right now.
Yeah, I agree with you. Dale, I'm so glad that you didn't fork over the cash, especially if they were hounding you like that, and then you find out what the true story is, how much the veterans are getting. Yeah,
well,
absolutely.
Like I say, that's you know, I haven't confirmed it. That's the reason I'm not going to name them. I don't want
right.
to be sued.
Right.
But, we have to be very careful about this, Kate.
I agree. Thanks for bringing that up, Dale, and thank you for calling. We were wondering where you were, and we're glad to hear from you. Appreciate it. The things with veterans just kill me. They do. Because I just, you know, this isn't just lip service. I think we can't do enough. And in my family, there are veterans. But I think we can't do enough for veterans. We have to get them better services, the best we can possibly afford to get them. I mean, nothing's perfect. I get it. But what happened in the past was so outrageous. And, you know, you ask people to serve, and then how do you treat them when they come back? And how do you treat them when they come back? We can't do enough. And so if there are some agencies, and Dale was smart to say that, being cautious, that are taking the majority of the money, well, that's not where you want to put your money because they're not getting it. That's infuriating. You don't want to be on that path where you have good intention, but you don't know what's behind the organization. And then you dump some money, and whatever it is, doesn't matter how much money, and it's not even reaching the critical areas where you want it to reach. Yeah, it's not good. Not at all. There's a big story that's floating around that a lot of people are talking about, and it has to do with, you know, people say karma's a you know what. Karma will bounce back and get you. And there is a story about this ex-CEO who died in a wreck a week after being indicted. And it's the ex-Chesapeake CEO, Aubrey McClendon. And this is a CEO who, I mean, it was a fiery, brutal crash. He was indicted by a federal grand jury. And McClendon, who was 56, was driving alone and he drove straight into an overpass wall. So that does make you think something. That's what the Oklahoma City police are saying. There was, McClendon is considered as one of the guys, one of the leaders of the U.S. shale oil and natural gas revolution that, of course, has transformed global energy. He founded Chesapeake. I can remember talking about Chesapeake in 1989 and turned it into a huge powerhouse. 24 years. But there were problems. He resigned with legal scrutiny in 2013. He was ousted from the company after it was revealed he was bankrolling a lavish lifestyle with more than $1 billion in loans backed by personal stake in the company's wells. So, and he's a part-time owner of the NBA's Oklahoma Thunder. So he's indicted late Tuesday for allegedly conspiring to rig the price of oil and natural gas leases in Oklahoma. And they say it spanned from 2007 until 2012. Then this crash happened. So the speculation even there has gone, wild, absolutely wild. After hearing of his death, the DOJ said in a statement, they are saddened to hear about McClendon's death and offered condolences to his family and loved ones. What are they going to say about that? He denied the charges, called them wrong and unprecedented, and he was really jumping up and down about that whole thing. And then look what happens with that car accident. Crazy. The timing of it is crazy, but I don't think it's anything nefarious. I think two things. Either it was on purpose, and I don't know that, or it was an accident. Regardless, either way, he is gone, and he was this renegade guy who maybe he just talked a little bit too slick, and that's what ultimately brought him down. There is a line, there is a limit. This can't be right. I don't think this is right. And maybe that was or maybe that wasn't the case. We don't even know. So it's brutal to just kind of throw out broad strokes and not really know the whole scoop. But it's not looking good. He definitely lived an over-the-top lifestyle. He definitely was spending huge bucks right and left. Everywhere. Huge. So it did make you scratch your head and say, maybe there's something to that. There is something to the music playing me out. It means this hour is up. 10-4, thanks for the calls.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.